Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. 7 o'clock now. Time to hit the skins.
All right, boys.
I mean, you have to ruin a Fallout Boy smash with sad HDTR. That's a tragedy.
I thought usually, by Wednesday we get rid
usually
of sad.
By Wednesday I like to play the good one, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, 1-9.
We're also dealing with a tragic situation here. We touched on it earlier with the Monte Nicholson deal. More details coming out. We touched on it in the last hour. But TMZ got the search warrant. And here were some of the details. They say Monte and another man rolled up to the ER in a black Nissan. A Nissan Armada in the early hours of November 14th. They helped remove Miss Crab from the Armada. The hospital staff reported that Miss Crab appeared to be deceased during the extraction. So they basically brought a dead woman to the hospital. Officials say after Crab was removed, the two men exited the area, something that Nicholson's reps have disputed. They claim that Monte stayed at the hospital to help until her family arrived. Officials say they reviewed the hospital surveillance video to identify Monte and the other man who's been named Kyle Askew Collins.
Apparently, the three of them were out to dinner before all of this.
Yeah, they were hanging out. And then they went back to the house.
Right, so the cops and investigators can find out how long he was at the hospital, if he actually did just drop her off and roll. Or if he stayed
I think
for
they're
a while.
Saying that he left. Investigators said they found pills, weed, and foil with residue when they searched the home of Monte in connection with the death of the 21-year-old woman. Of course, I read somewhere, I don't have it right in front of me, I believe that Nicholson and his friend said, yeah, they went out to dinner or whatever, and they eventually came back to the house, and Monte and the other guy were playing video games downstairs when she went upstairs, and I think they heard like a thump or something when she fell to the ground or something like that, and then when they went up to check on her, I think that the way they described it, that like her body was like blocking the door, and they eventually had to get in there, and then I guess at one point he called the brother of the girl, and he said, what are you doing? Take her to the hospital or call the hospital? What are you doing calling me?
She was foaming at the mouth.
Right. So, you know, the thing that's so interesting about it, and it's strange, I think, to a lot of people, the optics of it weren't great when Monte played this past week. I heard Bill Callahan asked about it. He kind of refused to talk about the situation itself. He just kind of talked about it in the sense of, well, he was hurt all week, but then the assumption was that he was going to play.
And, he addressed the potential criminality of this.
Yeah, or just how about just the optics?
He was probably told to zip it.
How about just the optics of you have a player who had a woman die at his home. Let's just, out of respect to the family and the fact that the gravity of the situation, let's just let him, let's ice him for a week and let's figure out the details. Now, I was thinking about this, maybe from their, now the Redskins botch the PR at every turn,
well, they do that
every
routinely,
time.
Yeah.
So maybe what they were thinking is, well, we're just going to give him the benefit of the doubt, innocent until proven guilty. He says he was just playing video games and a girl unfortunately OD'd, you know, in the bathroom. So we have no, the cops say he's not a suspect. I believe they say at this point that they know there's no sense that he did anything wrong. So the Redskins are looking at it as innocent until proven guilty and didn't do anything. It's unfortunate the one died, so he's ready to go. We're just going to play him. I'm guessing that's what they were thinking.
He would want to play if it was indeed his girlfriend for 6 months.
Yeah, you would think he'd be emotionally distraught.
Yes.
Now, some people also can handle things differently. I mean, the kid from Michigan State, his brother died.
Yeah, he played the next day.
Played the very next day.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and he committed suicide a tragic way. So some guys might shut it down. Some guys just want to play. I don't have a problem with Monte wanting to play. I have a problem with probably the optics of the Redskins allowing him to play.
Seems tone deaf of them to just let him go out and play.
I think so.
Within a few days
but
of
we'll
this occurring.
We'll find out more details in the next couple of days and weeks.
Yeah. So it just doesn't look good. It's another situation.
Does he
I think.
Play this weekend, though?
I think he will. They let him play last week. Why wouldn't they let him play this week? Yeah. I mean, maybe well, more details
out,
come out.
Yeah, unless they find out something more about the situation.
Yeah, because I think what they're just doing now is, okay, they found pills and marijuana and residue and all that. They're just going to pin it on the girl, right or wrong.
Probably that'll be their story.
They'll just say it was the girls.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's what they were talking about on the way to the hospital.
Well, but, it might have been. I don't doubt that it was.
Okay, maybe, but we don't know, and it'll get real screwy if they're disputing each other's stories. Who provided
the two guys?
Mr. Nicholson, who provided the drugs? Oh, I'm not sure, man. It was my buddy's. My buddy brought it over. And then his buddy says, no, it wasn't mine.
Well, sometimes people have drug problems. You don't even know it. You know what I mean?
True. We don't know anything about it.
Yeah, she could have just had her own drugs and she got her on her own.
Absolutely.
You know, who knows? Let's go to Ralph real quick. Ralph, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
I want to talk about Haskins. I noticed on Sunday he handles that ball so loosely. When he gets ready to run, he holds it way out there. Somebody hits him. Wonder he don't have a lot more fumbles he's had already. Hmm. And this business with a snap between him, the center.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was all the center's fault or his fault, but I think he must have had about a half a dozen bad snaps.
I think a lot of that was more on Chase Roullier, to be honest with you. It's hard to pin that on Dwayne.
Well, I think he still has a lot of potential, and I'm not down on him like a lot of people are on Haskins.
Good.
But he certainly needs a lot of work, especially with the quarterback coach should be really working with him all the time.
They've got a room full of quarterbacks over
there.
They got Tim Rattay. They got O'Connell.
The thing is, a lot of those guys might be gone.
Is Kavanaugh still there?
Kavanaugh's still there. Yeah. Jay was there.
All those guys can be gone, though.
He's an old quarterback. All right, of course, they obviously have the Lions this week. There's not that much to talk about, really, as far as that game goes. There's going to be no Matthew Stafford. Even with no Matthew Stafford, Lions are still favored by 3.5. And, hell, I think you might take the Lions to easily cover
Driscoll's
that.
Been okay in relief of Matt Stafford. And he also adds the element, he's kind of shifty running the ball, too. Like, he can get out of the pocket and hurt you that way.
Of course, he was a runner in college.
Yeah, so.
So how many weeks has Driscoll been playing?
Two. Last 2 weeks.
So he scored 27 against the Cowboys, only 13 against the Bears.
Yep.
So he's averaging 20 points a game. Redskins obviously struggled to score touchdowns. They did break through last week, though, and get two. Man, if I was a betting guy, I think I definitely would just take the Lions and the points.
Lay
the points.
I think it's 3.5.
I think you have to. People are starting already, obviously, to look ahead to next year. Most people, simply they think of it in terms of the draft. Where would they select? Who would they take? But there have been some bloggers, people out there that are already looking at the roster. I know Rigo's Rag came out with like 4 or 5 guys they say that shouldn't be on the roster next year. Some other sites have done that. If you went through right off the top of your head, or you could look at a roster if you want to cheat, who are 4 or 5 guys that absolutely should not and will not be a part of this team next year? I can give you a couple right off the top of my head. Jordan Reed, Josh Norman.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Vernon Davis, as much as I love Vernon. You just can't rely on him.
Paul Richardson.
Richardson's a good one.
I love Chris Thompson, but they're obviously set up to move on from Chris.
A bunch of guys in the secondary.
Norman's easy.
I already said that one.
Yeah. I mean,
Moreau's been terrible.
Nicholson, you get rid of all those guys.
Nicholson should be gone, probably. What about the big question is 91, Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan's an interesting one because he could still play.
What's his contract situation?
He's got one more year. Hmm. The perfect scenario would be probably for Ryan and everybody else would be to trade him and get something in return and let him go somewhere, play for a contender, and maybe enjoy the last couple years.
Well, they were unwilling to trade him at the deadline this year. Maybe they will be next season. But there were at least two teams that wanted his services, and the Skins chose not to deal him.
Even though I think Donald Penn's been a great, he's done a great job at left tackle, considering the situation.
A fine job.
Okay, fine job. They got to move on. They can't have Donald Penn being their starting left tackle
next year. No.
That's another one. I mean, there's so much overhaul.
Do you want Penn or Flowers on the left side?
I mean, ideally, you'd like to move on from Flowers, too, but I think he's done okay.
Brandon Scherff is obviously drafted pretty high. He hits a lot of penalties.
Well,
I don't know where he ranks, and maybe I'm so wrong on this, but it seems like every time they call a penalty, it's Scherff. It's either Scherff or Morgan.
Yeah. The whole offensive line has just been, to be honest with you, the left side's been better than the right. The Penn Flower side has been better than the Moses Scherff side.
So I think you could probably stand to lose three of those guys.
Well, they're in negotiations for Sheriff for a long-term deal.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think you might need, I mean, do you want Chase Roullier as your starting center? Can't even snap it to this quarterback.
Yeah, that's a position. I think they're
balking at Sheriff's demands of like $14+ million per season.
Right.
I could totally see him just walking.
Yeah, it could be the last year for Brandon Sheriff. Who else?
By the way, I see him with 7 penalties. I'm looking at the football database.
Yeah, who's
that
got
seems them? Low. He it leads does. The team in penalties with 7.
Sheriff does.
Jimmy Moreland also has 7. Then our guy Morgan Moses and Donald Penn both have 6. And then you go down to Jeremy Sprinkle and
Does it have
4.
A league?
No, this
number
is
there?
Team.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. 7 doesn't sound high, but it just seems like they're always calling his number.
Right. And then, of course.
Who knows? I have no idea what the league leader would have.
It's just interesting. You know, people are starting to look back. You know, Alex Smith, we talked about it yesterday. His wife put up the Instagram video of about a year ago from the injury to where he is now and on the treadmill. And, you know, God bless him in his attempt to come back from all of this. It is interesting since he's gone down that the Redskins, I believe they're 2-14. They were 6-3. And believe me, it was a fraudulent 6-3. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a dominant 6-3. But they were 6-3 and they seemed to be heading in the right direction. Since he went down, think about all of the different quarterbacks. Think about all the different machinations and to where we are right now.
Is it 5 different quarterbacks?
Well, you've had Sanchez, Josh Johnson, Case Colt, Keenum, Dwayne. Colt, Dwayne, at least 5.
Am I missing one?
We might be
missing
one.
I think that's right.
No, even
and they're
2-14
since that day.
Even though he was unspectacular and specialized in 170-yard passing games, didn't commit a bunch of turnovers, and that's a huge, it's the biggest factor in the NFL, the turnover margin. Why are the Patriots, who this year have kind of mediocre offense, so good? Yes, their defense is great. Entering this last game, they were plus 18 in turnovers.
Yeah, you tend to win a lot of ball games when you're plus that number.
And your guy from the big lead, Jason McIntyre, has Brady broken down. Brady's completion percentage this year ranks 19th. He's 17th in touchdowns. He's 20th in QB rating. If you're into QBR, he's 15th there. Yards gained per pass attempt, he's 26th. Touchdown percentage, he's 26th.
I mean, in the game against the Eagles, they had to resort to trickery from Edelman to throw a touchdown.
I mean, can you imagine Tom Brady 20th in QB rating?
That's... Well, at some point, you have to slow down. He's going to play until he's 50.
And they're 9-1.
And then yesterday, everyone noticed, and it was unbelievable to me, that it's the first thing I thought of when I saw AB write this apology to Kraft. I was like, oh.
He's desperate to get back in.
Or I was thinking, something's been orchestrated already. They're already setting this in motion.
Yeah.
We need an apology from AB, and let's see how that's received. And then maybe in a week or two, we can talk.
Yeah, but they brought in Sanu, and they just activated Harry, who was their first-round pick.
They're not Antonio Brown.
Nope. I don't think they're going to come back in. By the way, to answer your question about penalties, there are a couple guys with 11. I'm not familiar with the offensive tackle from Arizona. His last name's Humphreys.
Okay.
But Laremy Tunsil also has 11 now with Houston. David Bakhtiari for Green Bay has 10, also a tackle. Then there are a few with 9 all offensive tackles.
So is it like top 10 in the NFL if you have 7?
If you have 7.
He might be the top guard.
I mean, yeah, he's probably definitely the number one guard.
Tackles are going to have more than the guards.
He is the number one guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So just to give you a little context on the penalties.
Right. So anyway, it is interesting. Since Alex Smith has gone down, for those of you paying attention, the Redskins are 2-14. They've been through 5 quarterbacks. They're now on their second coach. I guess they'll be on their third next year, unless Callahan gets to keep the gig,
which would
be unbelievable.
Impossible. Impossible.
I was telling EB, maybe we can play this later. Peter Haley, who works at NBC Sports Washington, had a column about not rushing to judgment on Dwayne Haskins. And it's only natural to speculate. And what he did is he put basically 2 columns of guys' first 2 starts. So for Dwayne Haskins, didn't include the fill-in, but his first 2 starts and his numbers. And maybe we can play this game a little bit later, because it is amazing some of the guys who have had incredible first 2 starts and how pedestrian and terrible they were. And some of the best quarterbacks who just had abysmal first 2 starts.
Gotta let these guys figure it out.
So that's the thing. People were upset yesterday. I know I was getting some tweets saying, you called Dwayne Haskins a bust. Didn't say he is a bust. Trending maybe towards a bust. Can't say he
it's
is
so
a bust.
Early.
He could be a Hall of Famer.
I'm taking Hall of Famer out of the equation.
I just said, my guess is he feels a little Ryan Tannehill-ish.
And I said, that'd be silly
that
if he was Ryan Tannehill.
And that's scary.
If he was Ryan Tannehill, that'd be
but
pretty
that's
good.
That's not a home run of a draft pick.
It's not a home run of a draft. We already know it's not a home run.
It would be stability.
You're trying to salvage the pick at this point. You're trying to salvage the pick.
I think it's early.
There's so many unknowns. We have no idea who's going to be calling the shots next year.
Just remember,
who's going to be the coach.
And I'm not saying he's great, but you bailed on Jared Goff after a couple of games, and then he took his team to the Super Bowl
right.
next year.
He's regressing this season.
He's regressing big time.
Yeah.
After you got a boatload of money.
He's been the last 16 games, 17 games, including the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He's been real bad.
Yeah.
He's got like 17 picks in 16 games.
All right, so I missed it last week. AWOD has a big date.
Well, apparently.
Well, we'll see.
All right, you guys, apparently.
Some people are calling BS on it.
Some people think he's just going to bring one of his broskies to the game. Yeah. He's not even bringing a girl.
Let's figure this out. Investigate when we come back. We'll find out. AWOD allegedly has a date at the Wizards game tonight and got
Jason
hooked with
got
some great seats.
Some silly seats, yeah.
So we'll get to the bottom of that next here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I popped on NBC Sports Washington during my off week for a couple minutes. I only saw probably two segments all week. One of the segments, AWOD had his shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of its thing.
I didn't know that it was about the date.
It
I don't know if that was
the
same day about the date. I have no idea really what was going on, but I heard you guys kind of talking about this behind the scenes. But last week I tuned in. Did he say he weighed in at 239 or 229? I've already forgotten.
229.
He came into the show. What'd you weigh when you first got here? About
185.
Nice svelte 185.
I think I heard him say that at Drab's wedding, he was down to like 176.
Yeah,
that was his peak.
That was his peak. That was his 11,593.
And we bet him $100 each that he couldn't get down to 202 by January 1st.
Yep.
He claims that he's well on his way. His face looks as round as ever. It's hard for me to imagine. But
I mean, because I shaved, so I've my chin's back.
Yeah. But I don't know why you would shave.
I have a great routine right now, and I'm AWOD's workout plan, and I'm just killing it. Every single day, I wake up, I eat portion control, I plank.
You
I come
eat
home.
Portion control.
I don't even know how to speak.
Hey, do you know what he had? Planking. Do you know what he had last weekend when he was bragging about like his portion control
I'd love to
and
hear
his
it.
Healthy eating? Yeah, a salami sandwich.
But just one.
By the way, the planking, I think planking is great.
Salami's the worst thing you could possibly have.
Planking is going to tighten your core, but it's not going to help you lose weight.
No,
it's not going to burn fat.
Of course not.
You think he knows anything about working out?
He doesn't know anything.
But to his credit, I heard him say that he did some form of cardio for 45 minutes.
Well, he put boys on tilt yesterday.
He is working out.
He's posting pics now of his machine and like after a mile, and these guys were going crazy.
Yeah, because he left the impression that he ran a mile in under 8 minutes, which you just look at him, it's probably not going to happen for him. Like, that would be the mile of his life.
And Blue Valdez, all morning Valdez is, I don't know how he did it. Everyone's right, saying he cheated, he cranked it up.
How did this happen?
Pause.
Right.
And then he's
because it was like 7:26 or something.
Yeah, it was like less than 7:30. And I just thought Adam was on social media seeing people Joan on his grimace look with the World Series picture.
Yeah.
And then he has his hot date tonight, so maybe he's trying to do a fast workout thing and try and lose 5 pounds before his date. So I just figured, you know what, maybe he just cranked it out.
What's the theory on the date? Do you guys think he's actually going to bring
it? Well, first of all, let me just resolve this. Yeah. He posted a picture and is tilting these guys like crazy. He posted a picture and made it look like it was on the treadmill, but it was really an elliptical workout.
All right.
And these guys are just going crazy about that because I don't really ride the elliptical. I think the elliptical is actually harder because I don't use those muscles.
But arms?
No, not the arms, the leg part. There's parts of the leg muscles that I don't use, like the way it moves your legs. It's weird. It's unnatural to me. But so to me, it's harder. But they say it's butt easier. You could do a mile much faster on an elliptical.
Yeah, I mean, you're like skiing, basically.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
It's doing a mile on a bike.
And you put it at zero resistance.
Right.
So he was doing nothing. He probably burned 18 calories during that.
And it's like riding a bike is what you're saying.
He's talking about it all morning about his 7:26 mile.
He's hyping it up.
He's hyping up his time.
Well, why are you trying to do that?
I have a right to be happy. When I started my workout plan, I did the elliptical. And it took me 9 minutes and 57 seconds to do a mile.
Right.
So every day I go at it, I've been cutting it down.
Well, why don't you do
that?
But hold
on,
let's be honest. I don't want to be sexist or anything. Isn't an elliptical basically for chicks?
Well, I'm
isn't it generally
to a bunch of machines?
Not really.
You don't think so?
I mean, I go to Lifetime Fitness.
You see a ton of dudes on the elliptical?
Ellipticals for old people.
Yeah.
Okay, like it's hard on your joints, so you got to do the elliptical.
I think it's a mix. I think it's a mix. I would say probably 65% women, but I see a lot of dudes do it. I've done it. I do elliptical.
Done it every once in a while, but I can never
last. It probably
depends
on the resistance you set it at.
Yeah.
I would think if you have high resistance, if you're...
Well, he has zero resistance. But I will say a lot of it might be... For guys who have problems with their knees, because that's what I've tended to do more of that than running. I used to run.
All right. Well, anyway, they thought it was preposterous. He's trying to put it off like he's running a 7-minute mile.
Look, people want to get inside my head. They want to hear about the workouts. So I posted a quick pic.
They do?
And, of course, everyone's talking about it.
Who wants to get inside your head?
The AWOD Army.
All right.
They're out there.
Have you changed your diet at all?
I mean, just the portion control.
Right. So you're still eating the same crap.
For dinner, I got this naan bread that is 180 calories for two slices. So it's the top and the bottom of the sandwich. And then inside the sandwich, I'm putting salami, turkey, and hummus. Hummus. And I put it together, and I eat it, and it's like 600 calories.
By the way, who uses naan bread as, like, real bread? That's like you dip it into the hummus. Nobody makes a sandwich with naan bread.
It's fine. It works for him. He feels like he's cutting some calories. Are you watching your calories for the whole day? Like, how many calories are you at for the whole day, typically?
I mean, very low. Yesterday, I had a banana for breakfast.
All right.
By the way, Lurch has that every day, and he's like 6'8".
Yeah. You had a banana for breakfast. You had the naan sandwich or whatever.
Right.
And then what else did you have?
And for lunch, I had a roast beef sandwich at Podcast Village. And so I'm just, it's all about.
So that's it? You didn't have any snacking or anything?
I did have one of these, like, Chips Ahoy, like granola bars.
Chips.
But that is also only 90 calories.
All right. That's not
bad. I'm keeping it down.
Right. What about the brewskis?
No beers.
No beers? No shots?
And have you checked your weight since
you
last
won't reveal that.
I'm not revealing that, but trust me, the belly is getting tighter.
Yeah. Right, can we get to the date? I don't care about that.
I would bet on you guys, by the way. That
of course.
Of course you would.
Is it 202?
Friday is going to be the biggest test for
JP,
him.
JP, you're going to lose 27 pounds.
He's going to go.
What did you say?
You could put your money where your mouth is then. They're all putting $100 in.
I don't even know what we're getting out of it. You're shaving your head if you don't, right? Bald cue ball.
Bald cue ball and tapas going right at my face.
I thought we were publicly shaming him.
We can do
Camp
that
Plano.
Too, but I'm not getting away from bald head. Cue ball, bald. Right.
You can do all that stuff. But remember, the holidays are coming up. How's he going
to
stay away from all
the
food?
He won't be able to. All the drinking.
He won't be able to stay away tonight.
What about the date night tonight? You're going to have access to the MGM lounge. You're going to be drinking tonight, 100%. Or you're going to have zero fun if you
What's
don't.
The background? Has he gone on a date with this girl before? I don't know anything about it.
No, he claims that she loves him and she's hot.
She met him.
And she's a huge Wizards
she's
fan.
She's a Wizards fanatic.
Yeah. She loves
So they text each other about like Mo Wagner all the time.
She loves Calvert-Cheney.
Yeah.
But I got him tickets, good tickets. And
great tickets.
But he's being really weird behind the scenes.
He's not going to bring her. He's going to bring one of his boys.
Well, yeah, he's being really weird behind the scenes.
Yesterday, I'm genuinely interested in his date. And so I was asking him all these questions.
By the way, nice hat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Will he fly me to Abandoned Dunes?
Probably not, but it's a good try. It's a good effort.
So I wanted to know, well, what's the strategy? Are you meeting up beforehand? Are you going to go out afterwards? Did you clean your room?
And anybody would tell you that. Anybody would tell you that.
Do you have have some talking points for the date? Are you going to what are you going to wear?
Right.
And then he's not even answering the question.
Being mute.
Yeah.
He's got no answers.
He's avoiding the answer.
He's going silent.
Drabby, what's your theory?
And so Drab had the theory at first, and then I've kind of adopted it because I think he's on to something.
Yeah. What's your theory, Drab?
That much like all these dates that we hear about beforehand,
fictitious,
they never actually go down.
Right. So he's not even actually taking the girl tonight.
He's probably well aware that there's no date tonight with this girl.
Right.
Well, if he takes his
he looks crestfallen right
he's
now.
He's got to take a picture, by the way.
He looks crestfallen.
Take a picture to prove it. And if you don't take the girl, you never get tickets from me ever
again.
Yeah,
we need a proof of life photo.
So Adam, do you want to just fess up right now that there actually is no date? Because I could tell by looking at you there's no date.
There 100% is a date. It's just, why would I answer? Did you hear that? He's grilling me with questions.
Yeah, they're normal questions.
I don't like Valdez. Talking about him is the worst part of my day.
Why?
Are you kidding? Because he's all in my face giving me advice like he's Superman.
This
he
is Matt Valdez.
He thinks he's banged 1,000 chicks in his lifetime, and that I need to follow his directions. It's so annoying.
Well, he's had more successful dates than you.
Well, he's also just as fat as me, but nobody talks about it. Do you see that picture?
Adam.
See, you're lashing out.
But the questions that he's asking you, I don't think they're uncalled for. He's just saying, hey, what's your plan? Where are you going? Are you guys going to pregame? You know, like, what are you going to talk about besides Mo Wagner? Like, those are normal questions.
No, they are. They are.
Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to keep it to myself. I have a plan. Look, I'm not as calculated as him, but I do have a pregame spot. All right. I've got a nice little plan there. And then,
maybe you should say what your pregame spot is. Maybe some people come and give you some attention, and you might look like a big silly.
I don't want that.
Why?
I know what it was. I know the question. Valdez asked him, what is he going to do when he gets put on the kiss cam?
This is Matt Valdez.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
And that's a very highly likely scenario.
And Adam had a meltdown and and stormed out of the room and everything.
Is that because you're going to be sitting with one of your broskies instead?
No, but...
Oh, that would be awkward.
I mean, I'm not prepared for the kiss cam. If the kiss cam wants
it's
to come...
It's not going
to
happen.
So why is he attacking me? Because it's a legitimate question.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really weird. I find it kind of bizarre that you want to say,
right.
Hey,
don't you think he's acting kind of strange about the
date? A little bit, yeah.
I just think he's a little bit too interested.
No, he just, you guys sit in there every day for 4 hours a day. It's an interesting topic.
The point of giving you the tickets was to hook you and the girl.
I'm going to bring the girl. Yes, I'm not going to bring my broskies. Trust me.
What's her name? Can you say what her name is?
No.
First name. Just the first name.
I'm not giving out her first name.
We'll find out. He's got to take a picture. He's got to take.
You
a photo.
Have to take a picture.
What if he doesn't take a picture?
Well, then he didn't
then
go.
Considering
he didn't go, he's a lying liar.
He's going to love the seats.
We're
going to
have.
He's going
to have
the access.
There'll be
everything.
A couple
he's
hundred at least.
Awesome MGM lounge.
Here's the thing.
And he's never getting tickets again.
We're not going to do a hit the skin segment tomorrow
That's
at 7.
Penalty.
We're going to do an AWOD hit the skin segment tomorrow at 7.
Right. What do you mean?
You're very confident. That's false bravado.
Yeah. So hold on. Are you now calling your show? You're going to close the deal?
I'm saying with the tickets I got tonight, there's going to be a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, he's puffing his chest out.
You know you're setting.
I can't say that. Valdez already dumped himself for saying that.
You're an idiot.
I'm so stupid. At least you called the shot.
Why do you think that? Has she indicated to you how excited she is about the date?
She's super excited. We're both Wizards fans. I mean, they couldn't be better seats. It's a big game against the Spurs.
It's a big game.
Dobbs Bertans revenge game.
They're 3-8.
Both teams suck.
We get free drinks all night. I mean, it's going down.
He's setting himself up. Isn't he setting himself up?
This is the kind of confidence I wanted to hear. I didn't want him to be all sheepish about it.
Yeah. We'll have spies.
We're going to have hundreds of people out there keeping an eye out for you. There'll definitely be several hundred Junkies listeners at the game.
We'll see if he's at the game holding hands with the chick.
Should I give you the seat numbers?
No.
Oh, what so section? Can,
oh,
what
yeah,
section?
No.
You said the section on air before.
I have other
can't
tickets
remember. What
home.
Section is it, Adam?
I'd have to. It's definitely double A.
Right.
But I don't know if that's the
that's
section.
The row. That's not the section.
It's not the section.
I thought it was like 120 or something.
Is it?
Yeah. He's down low.
He's right. Very low. Very
he's cold. Not going to be holding hands. He doesn't. He's,
I asked him if he's going to put his arm. If he's going to put his arm around her.
Why?
And he like barely wanted to answer
but
that.
But even that, I think, would be awkward. How would he do that? He's met the girl one time, hammered.
Hey, maybe he'll end up getting engaged.
She was twerking him. That's all he knows.
I got size.
Of course you did.
Maybe he'll propose. And if you're thinking of getting engaged, watch the Mervis Diamond tutorial before you do. And learn how to choose your diamond and to get more bang for your hard-earned buck. Give her an even bigger diamond without paying more. Mervis offers millions of dollars in diamonds, including all the leading brands of engagement and wedding rings in every shape and size. And naturally, the finest quality and value. Easy financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons, Rockville, and D.C. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or visit MervisDiamond.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies all 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, former Redskins QB Gus Frerotte will join us. We'll get his take on how the rookie Dwayne Haskins has fared thus far this season. Right now, we're going to go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by our friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their service. Love the Purple Heart Foundation.
Papa. Week 12 already. Week 12's upon us.
Start with the Colin Kaepernick story. So why did the NFL throw this workout or want to have this workout anyway? That's what a lot of people want to know. Like, why? Where did this workout come from? And Adam Schefter from ESPN put out the statements which he had put out, I guess, a little over a month ago. Kaepernick's representatives put out a statement that Kaepernick was willing to work out for all 32 teams, that he hadn't talked to any of these teams, nobody had offered him in all of this time. And what Schefter was speculating is maybe they were setting it up for a second collusion lawsuit. And the NFL, in response to the statement, which said that he hadn't had any workouts, that they had reached out to all 32 teams and received no response, that the NFL responded to that, and exactly 33 days later, they offered the workout plan to Colin Kaepernick. So it's basically a cover.
Well, yeah, we had heard that it was part of the settlement. Garagos was on some podcast, and Mark Garagos said that it was part of the settlement that he would have this workout. But then the NFL wanted him to sign a waiver that he wouldn't sue again. That's when he refused to sign the waiver.
Right.
And that's when he flip-flopped the site.
Well, other people have said the reason why the NFL did this at all was because they sensed a second lawsuit coming.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so this is how to stave that
right.
off.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's all a PR show is what it is.
Yeah.
Probably on both sides.
Speaking of kind of legal situations, the Miami Dolphins had a running back named Mark Walton. I wasn't familiar with him.
Yep.
Went to Miami.
Mark Walton waived by the team on Tuesday following his latest bout of legal trouble. Dolphins announced that they're parting ways with him. They were made aware of a police matter where he has been charged with the aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, who I believe is the mother of his child.
Yeah, he had found out, I think, 2 days before that he was the father of the baby, and then he does this 2 days later.
He's allegedly
a reprehensible guy.
Punched her several times in the face and head.
Yeah, I mean, he's just an evil guy.
That's it. You're done, you're cut, and hopefully you're arrested. That's it. Can't do it.
Wasn't he on suspension?
He was already suspended 4 games for something else.
For the PEDs? Well, not PEDs.
I thought it was for another assault thing. Maybe not. You would know more than me.
I thought it was a failed drug test.
Okay.
I think he was on suspension for multiple police matters he was involved with, and it was probably a drug deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nightmare.
Yeah, so 4-game suspension. Brian Flores, who's the head coach of the Dolphins, said that his behavior had been good since he joined the team and that he'd be back after that suspension. He came back. He ran for roughly 200 yards on 53 carries. Number one back because they shipped away Kenyon Drake.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's just an idiot. That's it.
Man, they're just a mess. Talk about no talent on that team.
Yeah. It's a bad squad.
They have 2 wins, right?
They do have 2 wins.
They do?
Twice as many wins as the Redskins.
Should have beat the Redskins.
Yeah, easily. If they started Fitzpatrick, they win that game.
If Fitz plays 4 quarters, they win, yes.
Or if they go to overtime, they likely win.
Yeah.
Instead of going for 2 and running that awful play. We mentioned this earlier in the show. Antonio Brown has apologized to Robert Kraft and the Patriots in his latest social media post.
I feel like the two sides are speaking. That's what it tells me. Because why would he do that other than just grasping? I feel like he's grasping
everywhere, though.
Yeah, I feel like they're talking. Brady's been unhappy with the offense. He was upset when they
released. Actually going to go back to New England? They're going to do round 2 with Antonio Brown?
I'm suggesting that the two sides are talking, and part of the deal was he had to because he apologized to him on Instagram and Twitter. It was very calculated, very calculated.
Yeah. I'd be willing to run it back for a dollar that he's not
put me in.
Signed with the Pats.
Wasn't he
just tweeting about the Eagles the day before?
He's desperate.
Yes.
He wants to get on any squad.
Yeah, he wants to get paid.
So you think he's just on his own apologized to Kraft?
No, I think somebody in his camp said that you should do this to help get you a better shot at returning somewhere. But
right.
I don't think Bill Belichick's going to put up with his shenanigans again.
Well, Bill doesn't. He just, if he acts up, you cut him.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's going to go down that road again.
I don't know.
Burned once. I don't think he's going to do it twice within a season.
I mean, look, he's not rehabilitated.
No.
In 2-3 weeks.
He's not rehabilitated.
He's
still crazy.
Yeah. So whatever happens, if he signs, he's going to act out again.
By the way, several Patriots.
And you're
liked,
right. I don't think Belichick will deal with
it.
Yeah. Liked the Instagram post, including Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Brandon Bolden, Philip Dorsett.
I'm telling
That's
you.
The world we live in. Who liked your post?
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots are a little desperate, though, for some offense.
That's what I'm telling you. I think they're in negotiations.
They know they're going to probably have to score a little bit to beat the Ravens, especially if they're playing them here.
Tua Tags, of course, in the news. He had his hip surgery. The Alabama quarterback, who had 33 touchdowns with just 3 picks this season, was expected to be either the top pick in the draft or the second pick in the draft. 3 NFL evaluators said that they would still expect Tua to go in the top half of the first round, at least, and possibly still in the top 10. I'm telling you personally, if I was the GM, I would shy away from it for a top pick.
Well, there's some desperate teams. What if you pass on him and he ends up being legit?
Rolling dice, yeah. Clearly, I'd.
Yeah,
well, I mean, what injury do you think is?
It's the accumulation of 3 surgeries in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
of both ankles. And now
the hip. So you're saying you're saying he's on your FUBAR list.
No, I bet draft him in the second round. Like if he slipped, but like to me he's a smaller quarterback too. And I understand Kyler Murray's small, and maybe that's the way the league is going. But I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with him in the top 2 or 3. But now once you start getting in the 10-15 range, I would feel okay with it.
By the way, Kyler.
There are 6 or 8 desperate teams at that position. I don't think they're going to let him slip to the second round.
He's so accurate.
But again, he's got months to prepare
for
this.
He's got time to
rehabilitate, and they'll know if he's legit and he's 100% before they
Kyler's making my pants move for the 2020 fantasy football season. Yeah. The way he's progressed.
He's put up some numbers.
He just tucks the ball and he'll
run.
That's
what
he should have been doing.
He can play.
He should have been doing that the first 6 weeks, and he wasn't.
I just like the way he looks downfield.
Sure.
I think his eyes are always downfield. Takes shots. He's got a great arm. I mean, he does a lot of the same things that Russell Wilson does.
I can't believe that Larry Fitzgerald still catches touchdowns. He's been in the league for almost 20 years.
Yeah. He's had a long run.
By the way, same team.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yes.
That an NFL receiver has been with the same team for 17 years?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Coming up next, a guy who bounced around on several NFL teams.
Had a long run, though.
Good run with the Redskins.
Had a great run in the NFL.
Gus Frat. So we'll get Gus's take on Dwayne Haskins, the Redskins, and more. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. This is The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.